Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 01:00. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03:00. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
NADDF. Peepapalula. Good morning. I suppose. What's up? Where you at? It's Friday. That's what I keep telling myself. Just get through today. And I just got South Elm on. Yeah, there you go. Just hitting the road myself. That went pretty well last night. I noticed you checked in. I was out running around. I had a funeral that I had to go to, and then dinner after that. And I checked in when traveling between the stops.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, it was a good match. Very well organized. Makes you wonder where some of these guys are coming in from. But other than that, it was very, very well orchestrated. And yeah, just trying to get do my participation things. Submitted my Skywarn to Tim yesterday, so I think I should be set for level one or whatever. I think I got to program a radio or something. And then I set up Windlink last night. I'm going to order a Digirig today. Yeah, we were we met up yesterday, and Wally and I, and heard a comment about how, man, you were just knocking everything out one after another. Gold bananas. So. Andy and I were talking about it. I'm like, screw it, let's just do it. Let's get our certs. Do whatever we got to do, we'll do it. We applied, and just knocking out whatever's left now. So he's going to be up north this weekend for the set, but I'll be around. I'll probably have all the kids, but we'll be participating. Yeah, I don't know what the scenario is going to be. That's always, you know, kept tight to the chest until day of, but be prepared to be dispatched to somewhere so you can drive somewhere and maybe get some pictures. There's an app for the phone called, I forget the name of it, but it takes time-stamped pictures, so that's a good app to have on your phone if you don't already. I'm pretty sure that I can turn that on in my camera app to where it'll timestamp the pictures. But yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. I'm just going through the task book. Some of them crack me up, like programming a radio and terminating a PL-259. Seems like everything's pretty Winlink heavy though, so that's why I'm gonna figure that out. Like I said, got it all done yesterday. I just don't have an interface, so I gotta order one. I just don't know if I wanna do an HF one or if I wanna deal with a FM HD kind of deal. I'll tell you, John, 88OD, he got some of these little, they go into that K connector on like a Bovang, and you just plug those into the side and away you go. And I think they were dirt cheap or next to nothing. You can get the fancy, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. There's the one everybody talks about. Pay a few bucks for it, or you can get one of those. And then a lot of the rigs, you know, will do it natively. Like, for instance, my 7300 will do it natively. So, like, I think my 705, so there's a few radios that can already do it. I have mine set up for HF. I figure that's where you're really going to need that when, you know, if poop hits the fan. The problem is I you know, it seems like when I send one out over what I think is going to be HF, I'm using that Vera or whatever it is, it still goes via Telnet. And then I can't figure out how to force it to go HF. I didn't even think about that. That's probably what I should look at, is setting the 705 up for it, because it's portable, small, and it does FM and HF. That's what I'm going to focus on. Thank you. And I downloaded Vera, and it looked way too Chinese and sketchy for me. I did not want it on my PC, so that's gone. And I went with Winlink Express. I got that all set up. Yeah, why? I forgot. I had to pay for a registration. Is that why people use Vera? I don't remember having to pay for anything, but no. So Winlink Express is the actual, you know, it's like the Outlook. You know, it's the mail program itself, and then you have to tell it in the drop down what method you want it to use to send, and that's where Vera comes into play. Vera is the actual interface to the radio, and you know, so it's available via the drop down. But there are other ways to go. When you got Winlink Express, you'll see there's a, in the upper right, there's a drop down to tell it what path to use. Oh, all right. And yeah, it was like a $24 stolen. Oh, I had to sneeze. It was like a $24 express registration or something via PayPal. I feel like it definitely got ripped off, but it looked legit. But all right, so I got to keep Vera. And then what do you do? Just plug in a USB to the ICOM? Yeah, pretty much, and then, you know, it'll find it. You know, there may be a driver thing, I don't know, but it should find it. Yeah, I'm not great at this, right? I kind of fumble my way through. There's online, you know, tutorials to show you how to do it, although they're videos where you got to listen to the guy's intro music and all his ad-libbing. It's like, get to the point! But, yeah, basically it's just a USB connection, and, you know, once you find it, then you set it up in the Vera program, then you're good to go. There's some level setting, I think, yeah, which is pretty simple, and I would read up. I remember doing it based on a tutorial online and saw that it worked, and now I don't remember much.
Victor 3, Charlie, India.
I got you in there, Charlie, India. I was going to cheat, Sean. I got that iGate, and I think I can load Pat Winlink onto it, too, so that can be my gateway for these things, because I'm nowhere near anything for Winlink, unless it's HF. If it's HF, that's freaking awesome. I'd rather do that, but figured in a pinch, if I got to send one to get credit or whatever, or show that I know how to do it, I'll build my own gateway and send it that way. Victor Echo Station, go ahead.
Yep. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India, in the group. The name here is Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit. Go ahead, who wants to take it? V3 shot.
Okay, VE3CCI. Good morning. So we have a simulated emergency situation starting on Saturday, at tomorrow, and everybody's just trying to make sure all their gear is working, including Winlink. So it's one that's had everybody scratching their head. Yeah, Dakota, there are much better people to talk to than me about getting that all set up correctly. I fumbled my way through it, got it working. I know I can tell that for sure. I'm pretty sure I got everything working for my 7300, so I can go HF, but I'm still a little unsure if it's if I'm doing everything I need to force it out that path. That's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to go by HF, by radio, and it seems to be just saying, oh, look, Telnet, and going that route. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to do that. And I'm definitely selecting the proper, you know, the proper, from the drop-down, I'm selecting Vera HF. And but it still says, yep, it goes right out, and the path looks like it went out Telnet. And I'm like, why'd it do that? NADBF. I don't really know how any of this works other than the fact that I'm assuming it's sending the packets via RF to some receive site somewhere, and I'll fumble F through it and get it working, but I don't have a laptop. I mean, I guess I got to figure out if it runs on Linux or I got to reflash this. I've got an old X1 Carbon that's got Kali Linux on it. If I could run it off of that would be ideal, because I don't care about that laptop, but my home PC is a gigantic desktop, so it's not like I can be portable with that. But I also, I don't know how portable do I need to be. I was just leaving a little room in there for Charlie, India, in the rotation. You can get it next time. I suppose it'd be good to be portable. That way if you get sent in the field and you see something, you can immediately send in a report. But I don't know that that's really what the whole purpose of Winlink is. I think the purpose of Winlink is that if the infrastructure is down and, you need to get past traffic around, I don't know if it's got to be real time. That can still be handled via voice traffic and stuff. But, I don't know what the goal is. I'm going to probably get it set up on a laptop. I've got an old I've got an older Intel-based MacBook. I'm going to probably, I don't know if I'm just going to run a virtual machine on it, because it really worked well doing that, or I'm just going to straight up, flat out, run Windows on it, and that'll be my, the one I use for, I'll probably just straight up run Windows on it, and that'll be my field machine. But, we've talked about this several times in the past. I've got that MacBook silicone, but I cannot get the USB ports and the programming cables and interconnect cables work. That doesn't seem to be an Intel-based. It was great, but just not quite finding a way to get the USB ports working for in a virtual machine on that silicone-based Mac.
I have returned V3CCI. I didn't know who was gonna go after me, so V3CCI.
Go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, so do you guys do any extracurricular activities? I know it's starting to the sabbatical season. We're in May right now, but I haven't heard anything. I'm using a Comet GP15 antenna that's 30 feet in the air on top of a 30-foot tower. So, and I'm using a FT991A V3CCI.
I am not a big 6-meter guy. I don't know if I've ever even made a contact on it, but I can tell you I've got a Diamond V2000 with a 6-meter element on it, and when I was playing around with it, it's being used for other reasons now, but when I was playing around with it, I never would pick up any stations on it. So, there's my experience. But, yeah, Sean, I work off an M4 MacBook Pro every single day, and I love the thing. It's an absolute unit, but I run into stupid little issues like that all the time with software compatibility, driver compatibility, just because it's ARM-based. And it's not exclusive to Mac either. I've got a couple ARM-based Windows machines in my fleet, and whenever I see support requests from certain users, I know exactly why. And it's because compatibility crap. Like, they just do weird stuff. Like, they need separate print drivers. They need separate audio drivers. It drives me nuts. But good machines, 20-something plus hour battery life. But anyway, yeah, I'll probably play with the WinLink stuff today, do some research, but I just thought it was funny how much of an emphasis there was on it in the past book.
Yeah, it seems to be the big thing lately. So, but I'll be probably blowing the dust off my setup as well. So. And 6-meter, I've got a very similar, I got the same antenna, different radio, roughly the same height. I might have about 10 foot on you, might be at about 40. And I've done a lot. There was a 6-meter repeater in Detroit that used to have a net, and Catherine, OOI, the late Catherine, she used to run that net all the time under the late W80 Cutledge, so I used to try to check into that, but that's not going on anymore. They're both no longer with us, and that was just a few years ago. And then I've done a bunch of FT8 when I was first experimenting with WSTJ-Z or whatever, the one that had the automatic in there. I had that thing set up. I didn't realize I had an automatic. One day I went to work, and I came home, and I had worked, there must have been a sporadic-y opening, and I had worked like, you know, 50, 60-year contacts while I was at work. It was crazy. So then I did it deliberately a few times, and I got a whole bunch of 6-meter contacts on FT8 with the almost the exact same setup. So it works, you know. But, you know, 6-meter is a terrestrial band, as they say, that, you know, terrestrial work. And And you know, most of the money is going to be in a horizontal beam. You know, being vertical is going to be, it's going to limit you a little bit. But there's plenty. There's plenty to get, plenty to work. And on a sporadic E opening, it doesn't matter as much, you know, because things spin. So flat or vertical or horizontal isn't going to matter quite as much. So you should have luck with it if everything's working.
Yeah, do you go on for 52.525 Simplex calling frequency at all?
I don't get on anymore at all. You know, it was a while back. My antenna's monkeyed up, so I didn't too much back in the day, because that's going to be where you're going to need the a horizontal beam. Kind of frustrating doing a vertical on the calling frequency. Or wait, 52525 is the FM calling, isn't it? Yeah, then that would work, but I couldn't tell you. I never really did that. Dakota? I hear all these stories how 6 meters is this like magical band. When it opens, it's insane, but I've just never caught it. I don't think I've ever had the right gear either, but I am breaking out the 857 this weekend, so maybe I'll give it another shot.
Oh, okay. Very good. V3CCI.
Anyhow, on a completely unrelated note, Tim and Wally and I went to a little sandwich place in Richmond yesterday. Good. They have sandwiches and espresso drinks, and I got this chicken Caesar thing, and boy, it was great. And I guess talking to the police chief over there after I was done there, I went and saw the police chief. He said that the place started in Centerline. It's special needs. I don't know. I guess they hire a lot of people that are special needs, and they work in the special needs community, all that stuff. And it's like a chef and his staff are like chefs that put this thing together. And I didn't get the whole story, but you know the place I'm talking about, Dakota. I know you were in Armada, but you know Richmond's right next door.
700 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
We would almost exclusively go to Richmond and eat because there's nothing in Armada. I'm thinking Bluebird Cafe, but that's in Romeo, so no, I'm not sure what it's called. You know where Week's Meat Market is? It's connected to that, right in that same little cross from the post office. I've been to Week's dozens of times, but I've never been to that sandwich shop. I didn't know there was one there. Is it the same building or same parking lot? Yes. Yeah, same structure. The eastern half or the western half, same parking lot. Yep. So they're literally connected. And it's for life me, I can't think of the name of it. Something and something. And brew or and grinds or I've totally drawn a blank. I just tried looking it up and nothing that stands out to me. But if they're getting their meat from Week's, that's why it's so good. Week's is probably the best butcher shop I've ever gone to.
It's called Gather Grounds North.
Hey, Wally, I was just ordering my coffee. What did you say it was called? Something and Grinds or whatever?
Gather Grounds. G-A-T-H-E-R Grounds. G-R-O-U-N-D-S. It's the same building as Week's Market, but there's a dividing wall between them.
Okay, there you go. There's a VW Atlas in front of me. I've been looking at these VWs lately.
So are you thinking of selling your Escape?
Sorry, I was getting my coffee from the gal at the window. No, it's not really. I mean, yes and no. I've been toying with it. I bought that Escape to Keep. It's almost the perfect grocery getter for us. It checks every box. You know what the tricky part is getting a 2-inch trailer, factory installed towing package, 2-inch hitch, and any kind of reasonable towing capacity. And the Escape does it, It's got factory installed trailer towing package. And it's only 3,500 pounds, but, I only want it for, HF antennas on my trailer hitch mount, bicycle racks, and the biggest thing I'll do is I got a utility trailer that, it's about perfectly matched to the maximum capacity on that utility trailer, plus the weight of the utility trailer, hits in right about 3,500. So, for me, it's, and I can pull a small pop-up with it or something small and lightweight if I wanted to, 2,000-pound trailer. But, that's not a lot of great towing, but it's factory towing, and it's good enough to do most of what I all need. Finding that is not easy.
Good morning, Wally. I don't know if you wanted to jump in there. Yeah, I think a lot of it's you're a niche. You're an anomaly. Not many people in a compact SUV are looking for a hitch, but I've seen it. I've seen plenty of Escapes towing stuff around. I don't know if the Equinoxes come with it either. I just passed, there's a Nissan Rogue. There's no way in hell that's got a hitch. That's where they put the exhaust and the muffler on a lot of these things is what I've noticed.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, everyone. WADD. Go ahead, Sean.
Okie doke, Wally. Yeah. So, Wally and I talked about it too, and there's a lot to be said about, I know that. Everybody's making comment, the domestics aren't any more American-made than the foreign cars. But I look at it two ways. One, the corporate office is in the United States. So the Honda may be built in Tennessee, and that may help your Uncle Buck. But GM tech center is in Warren, Michigan, and that helps Uncle Sam. So, and then the other thing, too, is that, something like a Ford Escape, parts and service and issues are going to be so common, the cost of maintenance is going to be a lot cheaper than, like, a Volkswagen, because you got a lot fewer places you can go to and not nearly the magnitude of parts. So it's just by virtue of, what it is going to be a little bit more costly to maintain. So those are things worth considering, too. So I'm probably pretty silly for getting out of the what appears to be the perfect vehicle for me. What the hell is going on here? All right, I'm going to have to take a parking lot into work today. Got a lift in front of me blocking me.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten to the point where I tried it. I've had one foreign car, and it was my Tacoma, which I had no complaints. The truck was great. And what did I do to get rid of it? Why did I get rid of it? I don't know. I ended up getting it because it was just like my truck, right? It wasn't supposed to be a family vehicle, blah, blah, blah. We had a third kid. That went out the window. But I was just frustrated with the American quality, so I'm like, screw it, I'm getting a Tacoma. And the truck was good, but for what they are, they're extremely overpriced. You don't get any discounts. There's hardly any rebates. And, for me, who needs a full-size pickup truck, the decision's pretty damn easy. I'm not going to get a Tundra with that garbage motor they have in it. So there you go. I'm stuck with the big three, and I've had good luck with my General Motors stuff. So, but I'm telling you, man, I feel like you are a Colorado guy with a topper.
Yeah, you might be right. The problem, you know, one of the check boxes that the escape takes is my wife's, you know, 5 foot nothing, and add to that she's got a bum knee, and like a Grand Cherokee, she just constantly was complaining about getting in and out of it. And it ain't a matter of putting a step rail on it because she's still got to, you know, you still got to, you know, pull yourself up into it, you know, even if you got a step. So, you know, the escape is nice because she can drop right into it. So that's one of the huge check boxes for the, you know, the grocery getter. And, you know, I don't know that a Colorado's gonna solve that issue.
Let's see if I'm here. Yeah, Sean, I mean, you know, we talked about the long-term cost of ownership, you know. Basically, I think all these cars are good cars, you know. Dakota's talking about Toyota's engine problem. Son-in-law's got that engine problem. So, you know, one of the things with these niche cars, too, is they're starting to have big weight problems. You know, Honda and Toyota and things like that, you know, as you start getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you start having big company problems, i.e. bad motors, i.e. poor machining, i.e. some real important step got stepped by. But, you know, if you want, you know, the one that you're in right now, it's almost a flawless car for what it is, both for long-term cost of ownership, everything else like that. It is noisy. You know, if you're looking for something that has a better ride, real quiet, things like that, jump up to the Edge. You know, that's a great choice, too. And Dakota, we're fond of the, believe it or not, in our company, we're fond of that Maverick Ford truck. That thing is pretty amazing, too. I was telling Sean about that. I think we're up to four or five of those things, and we have one of them that's a hybrid. And those are pretty flawless, too. So, you know, the domestic things have come a long, long ways. You know, not to be said that there isn't some really cool features in some of the niche cars, i.e. Volkswagen, Subaru, things like that, that are just over the top. But, I mean, they traded Sal Marion an air filter for her Subaru yesterday for $89. And I could get an air filter anywhere online from the Subaru parts store online for $21. So you have to be kind of careful on some of that stuff. Dakota, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good way to describe it. You're in it. You see it. You know, these niche foreign auto manufacturers that have been touted with high quality, this, that, and the other thing. Well, they were low volume, and now, you know, the QA is slipping because they're mass producing these things like the big boys. Knock on wood. I say this all the time. I've had great luck with my General Motors. I've had a couple Fords with a couple Chrysler products that I had nothing but problems with. So take that for what it's worth. Everything's got lemons. I don't know. But those Mavericks are sweet. I mean, it's basically, Sean, it's an escape with a bat, really. I think what do they call that? A monobody? There's no frame. The only complaint I have with those, though, is, like, you can hit $45,000, like, instantly. And that's still an XLT.
Yeah, I really like those. I looked at John's got one, 88OD, and I've looked at his a few times while it's in the lot at breakfast, and I really like those as well. So that is on my list. But again, you know, I got to check the you know, the egress in and out of it because of Andrea. So I don't know. I'll probably just keep the Escape. It's not really as loud as I had been complaining about. I was critically listening to it, and it's more of the rattles, which I can take care of in other ways with some door deadening. You know, it's not really the cabin noise as much as it is. It rattles a bit when my subwoofer hits. And part of the road noise might be the crummy factory tires, which I'm probably pretty close to replacing. If I get a good set of tires on there, it probably quiets down considerably. So my complaints are very few on the vehicle, and I don't know. Like I said, it checks all the boxes. So I should probably just keep that and then buy myself, you know, what I really want, which is a, you know, a real truck. But I don't know that I need two vehicles. That's the other rub. Well, I just walked in the door. Let me transition over to the phone and everything else. W8FU.
you know what else, too, that's getting real common nowadays, Dakota, is how easily these vehicles get totaled. What's happening, and it doesn't take much of a collision to total these vehicles. A reason being is all these sensors, all these proximity sensors, these ADAS systems, the, you know, collision avoidance systems, things of that nature. What we're seeing happening is if any of those do their function in a collision, the insurance companies do not want to repair these cars. So what they'll do, you know, they'll turn around and they'll pay off the car, you know, pay off you or whatever they have to do, and then they turn around and then they sell the cars to countries like India and stuff like that, where the cars don't have to have all that stuff working, and it eliminates them from the liability and things like that. And we're in the collision business too, and there's a significant drop in our sales in the collision business and the collision people too, that these cars get totaled real easily, you know, and the insurance companies getting their money because they're selling the cars. They, you know, the cost of repairing these systems and calibrating these systems and getting them every back to where they were to do their job, the insurance companies and such don't want the liability of getting these systems fixed right, because if they repair them and something happens again and they don't do their job like they did the first time, it's not worth the liability. So it's just amazing how quickly, like that the truck you're driving around now, it's just you could be in an insignificant situation, and if you damage one of those sensors, the thing will get totaled like easily.
You know, as someone who pays a lot for insurance, I'm kind of okay with that. I'd rather, if I get in any sort of accident where I've got to make a claim, I would rather than total the truck out and get a new one.
Good morning, guys. KE8RUH.
Morning, Anthony. Yeah, just go up there. If you get in a collision, just go up there, grab a hammer out of it, and smash the eyeball, and then you're guaranteed to be totaled. Anthony, good morning. Sean's here. He's moving from one spot to another, so you can entertain him if you're done.
Anthony, something's messed up with your node, dude. It sounds like you're sitting under a halogen, or what do they call those, a fluorescent light. Oh, my God, is that what they're called? The old-school tube lighting? I don't know. I'm at the office, so I'm going to jump out. I'm going to try to scoot out of here early today, so I will catch you guys later at 8 p.m.
Interesting. I'll have to see what I can figure out. I just switched radios. Let me know if this is any better.
That fixed it.
All right, good. I don't know what's up with that radio. That's the second radio that I've had some trouble with on the node. I got the 7550 is not playing with the node. It's receiving, but it is not transmitting. And then that's my VX6R, and it sounds like crap. And now I'm on a VX3, the little 3-watt Yaesu that I have as my node radio.
Sean must have got inundated with work. Anthony, I hate to be rude, but I got to step out. I got to get dressed for work, so I get kind of a busy day here today. Over to Sean. If he doesn't pick up, go over to Anthony. W-A-B-E.
Here, but things are starting, so gotta focus on that. W8FU.
Read it all. I will catch up with you guys later. KE8RUH.
Hey, B1.
What's that?
Just trucking along to work.
Sounds like fun. I also, unfortunately, need to get my daughter ready for school and get her off and to races. I will be back at my desk in probably 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and we'll have the radio back on.
Alrighty, looks like I got 30 minutes left, so 7-3, see you immediately.
Talk to you later. K-8-R-U-H.
You're connected to CMN Network. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 41 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
N-A-R-O-V.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
WGKLO on the mobile.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Coming in loud and clear, and 8 ATP.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
Hey, DDZ from W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KPR, there is WARC returning. Good afternoon. How are you today? I won't be here too much longer. I'll be making a stop momentarily for the grocery store, but figured I'd chime in and at least say hello to you.
Okay, very good. Did you just give me a call one more time? You say W8RT, I miss you that. KPR, name is Phil. Currently in Kegel Harbor.
Hi, Phil. My name is Dave, and my call sign is W8RIT, Whiskey 8 Romeo Indian Tango. Have much to do today. I sent off on a miscellaneous task, so it wasn't bad. Whole week's been pretty easy and a whole lot of work, which is kind of good and bad. don't get me wrong, not that I'm just dying to do more work, but when it gets too slow, that makes me a little bit worried. So, anyways, I'm working on a speed sale for my weekend here. I'm still waiting. If I'm going to be heading over to my niece's home in Grand Rapids over the weekend or not. So, got to see what happens with that. Kind of like you, losing my, well, what would you call it? Great name.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I've got one of those. yeah, it is a... It's like a double beep on your signal. I'm just wondering, are you coming through the LPS machine? I know they sometimes that happens sometimes on their machine. And if you gave me your name, it totally went in one ear and out the other. So I appreciate hearing that one more time. Yeah, I'm just heading out. There's a local shredding hazardous waste thing in my neighborhood. And heading over there to drop off some shredding. So, exciting day. Okay, Pierre.
Oh, yeah. The joys of it. You'll have memories for years on end from this day here. Phil, no problem. Name here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. And it's no problem because it depends how long until I talk with you. That's going to be a few for your name again. I kind of like that, so I get to know the person a little bit better, so. Well, let's see here. You've been around the block a little bit with the extra call sign, so let me ask, how long have you been licensed for? Myself, I've been licensed about 2001, so I think, this year I was qualified for a QCWA.
Okay, very good. Yes, Dave, you did tell me your name. Now, as soon as you said that, I said, yep, you told me. Senior moment. Yeah, I've been around for a while. I was licensed in 71. So, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten involved and got my ticket many moons ago.
Progress
showing more interest in getting. I admit I suck at it, but I like it. My pilot probably would have been very interesting. Morse code and probably the speeders would have been his forte. Something like that. I think he probably would have enjoyed a lot. But you know, there are other inventors too. One, you know, kind of got me interested in the radio hobby. Bought a shortwave broadcasting realistic shortwave receiver. That was pretty nice. Doing some bonding and that, you know, tuning around on the radio, whether it be, you know, early in the morning or late at night or whatever. So, got to spend a little time that way myself. But I was telling some other people, boy, I remember when I was a young boy, and it time was changed, I was sitting there, boy, I wish these darn hams on Florida Meter would be quiet so I can listen to my shortwave broadcast station. Now it's probably the other way around.
Okay, dude. Well, most of the transmission was noise. I got bits and pieces of it. I don't know if you use a handheld or a mobile, but I'm just curious where are you right now? And it sounds like you're using the LPS repeater, but could be from wrong.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
Jeffrey, FQ1, listening.
connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees.
This is Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, KJO, you're driving your truck, right?
Yeah, so I'm in my work van. I won't be home for a bit. I'm over the east side of, the west side of Flint.
Do I sound reasonably okay? You're using a different radio than normal today.
I'm on the Central Michigan Duran Tower. Coming up on Moorish Road, so too far away yet for Flint.
I was asking if I sound okay because I'm on a different radio than normal today.
Oh, sorry, Darren. Yes, you sound good. I got a little bit of static over here probably because I'm like in between towers. But you sound a lot clearer today. What are you running?
You know that radio that he was looking for someone to buy? I happened to acquire it.
Oh, the one Dakota was selling on Discord?
Yes, the ID50, I believe it is.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds wonderful. You at home or at work?
I'm at work with my coworkers who were surprised that I was talking on the FBI repeater.
You tell them it doesn't stand for exactly what you think it stands for. You're on the Warren site then, right?
Yes, I'm in Warren still, or off the Warren site.
You did tell them what the FBI stands for, right, or do you not know?
I told them before, a little bit after though, of course, I was on the radio and I mentioned, oh yeah, it's an FBI radio.
Food Broadcast Incorporated.
Does that sound right, Sean?
No, it stands for Fluffy Bunnies International.
Flying Beers International, I believe. Advice and recommendations and
Yeah, I got a little bit staticky there, Darren, but you sound pretty good, though. And like I said, that's a good radio. That's a good buy. KCKPO.
So you're not going to convince my coworker that they should join the amateur radio community?
Yeah, if they're sitting there next to you and thinking that it's cool, then they're all techy like we are. Oh, yeah, I'd say do it. The more the merrier. You need a new generation out there.
Okay, my coworker heard you and bobbing their head in agreement. They're kind of quite a little bit tucky. We were talking about some other radio shenanigans that we're working on, and they're a little bit familiar with some of it already.
absolutely. I mean, compared to when I started, I mean, there's a whole new world out there to get into. And I'm still learning 30 years later. You know, but I come from a line
I'm still
of,
using the default antenna, which is a little diamond.
My grandfather
antenna, which is
did radio stuff.
Quarter wavelength on the 7 centimeter
now they call them radio personalities, but back then it was called a DJ.
Have you ever used the Novi receiver by any chance? Because I've just recently heard it, and just recently found out that I can connect into it.
Yeah, I'll get back with you, Darren. I got somebody calling me. And then I'll ask you what you just said. I'll talk to you soon. KCKGO.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Connected to CMN Network.
Are you here, Tim?
N-A-W-R-O, yeah, Darren, I'm here, but, hey, Dakota, if you're monitoring, it looks like your Almont might be stuck on. Stand by, Darren, let's see. Look at the dashboard here. N-A-D-V-F, N-A-D-V-F from N-A-W-R-O. That's not going to work, though.
KFA, FQ, I think somebody's hot micing. Tim, double check and see if you're hot micing.
Darren, stand by. I'll be right back with you. N-A-W-R-O.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees.
me ask you right now.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, you must be coming in that way. You're not quite home then yet, eh?
Negative. I am coming in on Dakota's repeater. I got into it around Lake Pleasant Road over here on 69. I'm 1 mile from the Inlet City exit.
Yeah, that makes sense. It stuck on a little bit ago, but seems to be sounding fine now. So all good. Yeah, you're participating tomorrow, right, Tom?
Yep, I'll be there. I'm going to, what do I got to do? Oh, I got to change out my Elinco for another Yaesu that I bought, put that in there. That should be an easy 2 bolts and slide it in and connectors. So that'll be ready to go. It's already pre-programmed. And then get my laptop. I got a, whatever you want to call it, an inverter that I got to hook up to the power port behind the seats. And then I'll have 120 volts. Get my laptop up and running, stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds good. I did get a chance to test the antenna that we got, the Larson, and it worked good on VHF. Of course, we're going to be connected, so we have a choice, which is going to work out nice for some of the other guys.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be connected. I might even just get my All-Star node and bring that in the car. With I got a wireless modem, and I got a hardwired modem, so get those in there, too. See how it goes.
And Tom, just to clarify, I think I know the answer, but you're good with situation reports, sending them on Telnet from your vehicle, right?
Yep, that's why I'm loading up my laptop and a power inverter and internet, so I have all that.
All right, very good. Sounds good.
And I don't have a laptop desk on it, so it's just going to be sitting in the passenger seat. And when I got to send a report, I can always just move over. I mean, I got the ICS-214, so I can print up a copy of that, or I think I got some in my laptop bag. I can write them up and then type it all up and send it in.
Yeah, I was just talking to Dakota. Remember how long it took us to find a decent fillable 214? John does have it on the website. It's right smack there on the website. So I'll probably do a draft copy and then transpose it like you're talking about, like you did last year. And I'm bringing just an iPad, and I'll bring my tough book as a backup, but I have the radio mail on the iPad. That's going to be my primary.
Yep, and we already tested my wind link last year, so I know I can do it through Telnet. That's not a problem.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish up some stuff here, but have a good set out there. I'm sure I'll probably catch you on the road, but unless Dave says otherwise, I guess, you know, we're going to be separate. Might as well have two separate cars out there. N8WRO after you, sir.
Sounds good, sir. And Dakota, if you're listening, I'm still on your repeater, and I am at 69. I already passed Dimley City Road. I'm just getting into St. Clair County. KCKGO. KCKGO, All-Star Node, NADBF, KPAC Road, 69. KCKGO. KCKGO, Riley Center in 69. Go back to your repeater.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Tomorrow is our Macomb County big test. Can you listen in on it?
Hey, yeah, Brian sent me. Is it their emergency training thing? Is that it?
Yes, they're involved with training tomorrow for the ARPSC group. So we're going to be on the WA8MAC repeater, and you can listen to it all there.
Okay, like, what do you guys do? Like, what's it about? I mean, I know it's emergency stuff, but, like, what do you guys, like, do on that event?
Well, it would be a simulated emergency test. So it's something, you know, like a natural disaster or you know, basically it's a normal town. You can pick up the cell towers and emergency equipment and stuff. The county emergency manager would contact our emergency coordinator and then we would be sent out and help with whatever they wanted to help with. More. So it's all volunteer work. And so we just help out where they want us to go. So one of us is supposed to go get a case of water from somewhere, then we go get a case of water and bring it to the emergency meeting. So, you know, things like that.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering what that about. Yeah, so fun. I'll listen into it and see how everything works and stuff. It sounds cool. That'll be a cool thing to listen to. Wait, also, you're coming in pretty staticky. Like, I got to make out what you said, but you're not really staticky.
That's because I'm on the Richmond repeater going through a bunch of trees over here in Raleigh Township. Or not Raleigh, but Wales. I'll get back with you as soon as I get better in the area. I'll talk to you soon. 73KCKDO.
I hope you're talking.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.